And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Maria Sharapova went out, grunting all the way. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. In what was obviously a protest to the forthcoming no-grunting rule in tennis, top-seeded Russian beauty Maria Sharapova became the latest of the top seeds to lose at Wimbledon. Sharapova, who had lost just one set up to that point on grass, went down to German Sabine Lisicki in straight sets. Four-time Grand Slam champion Kim Clijsters, Venus Williams, and other notables are long gone, and in the men's bracket, Rafi Nadal is safely back on some island working on his tan. The men will come down to Novak Djokovic, the best player in the world, against the obviously aging Roger Federer. And Serena Williams will need to beat second-seeded Victoria Azarenka to keep the biggest American name alive. But clearly, the long, leggy Sharapova will kill the TV ratings. Rumor has it that the girlfriend of former L.A. Laker Sasha Vujovic, who now shoots three-pointers in Europe, was miffed over all the publicity paid to her unladylike grunting over every womp from the baseline. John McEnroe, who did a lot more than grunt in his day, was on TV recently poo-pooing the idea that tennis can tone down the animal sounds coming from all these mammals. Tennis, you must remember, has changed quite a bit from the days when Chrissy Everett and Billie Jean King stayed back on the baseline and volleyed like metronomes until someone made a mistake. They simply outlasted most opponents. But starting with Martina Navratilova, the game changed into charging aggressive players who hit with power and precision. Along with that came the grunting behind every power-packed forehand and backhand. Growing up in Florida after moving from Russia, Sharapova emulated the new power players and made grunting part of her game. Now it would be like saying free throw shooters can't bounce the ball before they let it go, or baseball players are not being able to adjust their batting gloves or spit in their hands before they get set in the box. We'll miss Maria going for the Grand Slam, but don't think we won't hear from her again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.